Now, in Easter last year, Jenny Jones from North Wales acquired a new Manchester Terrier. She called Whisper. Later that year, in the August, it qualified for Crufts. And that is when the problems started. Jenny, I'm delighted that you've joined me in the studio here with Whisper. But, goodness me, cast your mind back to last year. Something terrible happened.
Yeah, so in September, about 2 weeks after she qualified for Crufts, she slipped out of the garden and was run over.
Oh my goodness.
We live in a very remote area, so it was a long drive to the vet. She'd broken her pelvis quite badly. And so we didn't think she'd even survive the trip to the vets. But she did.
Did you see the accident?
No, so it was awful. It was summer, it was hot, so we were in the house, the door was open into the garden, she was in the garden, and then I heard the most loud, I can't even describe the noise, and thought, what's that? And went outside, and that's when I saw what had happened, because it was just outside the house.
Gosh, and what was the scene like? It must have been horrific.
She ran to me, but I think that must have just been the adrenaline, because she couldn't stand up again after that. So she was completely, all her back end was completely deformed, and there was a lot of blood, and it was horrible. So I just scooped her up and put her in the car and set off.
What was going through your mind at that time?
Well, I just thought, you know, because it's an hour to the vets, so I rang them and let them know we were coming, but I just thought she'd die on the way there. And then, you know, we got there and they said it was, you know, beyond, it needed a referral. And just step by step, you know, so she had painkillers and was stabilised, and she went to the referral vets and they fixed her.
Wow. You say they fixed her, they obviously had to do some sort of surgery, didn't they?
Yeah, so she had quite a bad break to her pelvis and a few other injuries, and so it was plated and pinned by Movement Referrals in Runcorn, who were fantastic. They said it was quite a difficult break to repair, but they did manage. And then she had to be on crate rest, so just in a cage for a month, and then we could sort of gradually increase the time that she was, you know, let to walk around the room. And we just took one day at a time. We thought, you know, she'll maybe never walk properly again, but she did. We thought she'll never go off the lead again, and she has. She's just, I think because she was a young dog, it helped. And we stuck to the letter, you know, of all the instructions. And yeah, she seems to have just gone from strength to strength.
That must have taken an awful lot of patience for you and the family.
Yeah, it was quite, because I've got three children, all primary age, and my husband, we live on a farm, so it was quite as busy anyway. But no, everybody pitched in, and yeah, it was fine.
When was the point when you felt that you'd come through the worst of it, and that you might even get Whisper back in the show ring?
Well, we thought about 3 months after, when she began to be able to be let off the lead for short periods, and it looked like her movement was completely what it was before. She didn't look any different at all. She's got a little scar, but it's very small, you can hardly see it. And then I started to think, I wonder if she'll ever be completely sound, because she was. And then, so this carried on, and it was probably about, yeah, not long after that, and I thought, if she carries on like this, there's no reason why she couldn't, and she can go to Crufts and she can just make up the numbers, and, you know, we can get our Crufts wristband or certificate or whatever, and, you know, just have a nice day out.
And it's gone a little bit better than that, hasn't it?
It's gone a lot better than that. So this is only my third ever dog show, and her third ever dog show. And so she went in her class, which she won. And then she went in the best bitch, and she won that. And then she won the best of breed. So now I've got to go on the TV with rained on hair.
So, now, as you've explained, she's won best of breed, which means she will go through to the group judging.
Yeah.
For this evening.
Yeah.
In the main arena here at Crufts. And as you say, on television. You're smiling, but how are you feeling about that?
Well, the children are pleased. I just thought that, you know, we'd go in the class and we'd make up the numbers and we'd be last, and, you know, the proper show people would win and that we'd go home. So I haven't brought any smart clothes, so I'll have to borrow some. But Whisper won't mind. She's a very... Manchester Terriers, they're a fantastic breed. They're full of character. They're very friendly, very lively. They're typical terriers. They need a lot of socialisation, but I don't think it will affect her at all. I think I'll be the one that's nervous.
There is no doubt, Jenny, that your story is an amazing one, and Whisper's story is an amazing one. There will be people here at Crufts who have shown dogs for many, many years and never get to achieve what you achieve.
I feel really bad.
Well, you shouldn't. But it's quite, that makes it even more special, though, doesn't it? It just shows that, as they say, every dog has its day, and the opportunity is there.
And, you know, and it proves that the judging is on the merit of the dog, isn't it? The judge was lovely, and I'm obviously not, anybody that anybody would know. But her breeder, Judy Thurlow, said that she was a lovely example and that I should show her. And that's when I thought, oh, well, we'll give it a go. And I'm just pleased that, you know, she's done well for judges that don't know her, just on her own merits. It's just really nice for her and nice for the breeder as well. And her granny, her mum's mum, was the reserve best of breed, which was even nicer.
Gosh, that's been a very, very good crust for you so far, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm delighted to say that Whisper is now desperately trying to climb on the desk in front of you, isn't she? She looks so inquisitive and so lively. You would never guess the trauma that she's been through.
No, it seems to have completely... It's unbelievable, but it just hasn't affected her. And she's only 13 months old now, you know, and to have been through so much, and even... because she had a lot of very uncomfortable things done with around her pelvis, and even to have enough trust, you know, she's not in any discomfort now, but she's happily, she'll stand for the judge, and to have that trust and that character, because if she'd ever shown any sort of unwillingness to want to do it, then we wouldn't have bothered. But they're just such nice, trusting animals. You know,
absolutely.
It's really nice.
And a lovely breed as well. She's full of it, isn't she? That is fantastic. Jenny, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story. And I know I, for one, will be watching later to see how you get on. But absolutely enjoy your time in that big ring with Whisper. I think you've both deserved it.
Thank you very much.